Yo, 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 what up? It's your boy Colby Mack, and this is the Colby Told Me Podcast. Yo, whenever I want to deep dive with the Mack himself, where I get to amplify my movie reviews for your listening pleasure, would you please consider giving your boy a follow? I'm on all the socials at Colby Told Me on Twitter and Instagram, and sometimes I'm on Facebook at Colby Mack. Welcome. Welcome, welcome back. This is episode 17, and Sammy, those are fucking onions. Funniest line of the year. Yo, here's your non-spoiler review for Abigail. After a group of criminals kidnap the ballerina daughter of a powerful underworld figure, they retreat to an isolated mansion, unaware that they're locked inside with no normal little girl. Yo, this produced in partnership with Universal, Project X, ENT, and the Radio Silence people. This was fun. And it seems like that there's, what do we call it, right? Like, there's like this, like, this is what's in now. We got Megan. We got this. We got, can I ever see a partnership or like a little, like, you know, mashup of Megan and, and Abigail? Sure, why not? But shout outs to Matt, that Nelly Open, Tyler Gillette. Yo, give these guys a blank check. I mean, with caveats, of course. You know, I think them doing Ready or Not, Scream 5, Scream 6, and now Abigail, the future's bright. I like what they put on the big screen and how they tell a story. It doesn't mean it's perfect. It may not even be great, but I think that everything that I've gotten so far is a hell of a lot of fun, and I loved Scream 5. Like, I really, really did. I was on hiatus when that movie came out, but I definitely wanted to, like, you know, I'm going to have to circle back and touch on the relaunch of the Scream films, especially with some interesting things that they got going on with, I guess, the star in this film, Melissa Barrera. But we're going to touch on that another time because I'm just excited to get back to a familiar world, because if anything, this puts me back into like my Ready or Not headspace. And I think that, I mean, if you tell me, this is probably the same house. Like, how do we know this isn't the exact same set from Ready or Not? I mean, it's easy, it's minimal, but maybe there's some Easter eggs that if I was tempted to watch it again, I wouldn't mind to try to find some stuff to hint at a wider world, possibly. It could have been even bigger. And let me tell you, something that happens at the end of the movie, I think for me, it could be a possibility. I'd like the feel and the mood of this world, the kind of hip-hop horror that was kind of infused with some of the music choices. And yeah, the cinematography, I think, is the industry standard, and you gotta maybe do some of those things to keep the cost low so that way you can be able to maximize profits. That's the commerce part of this art relationship with commerce and stuff like that. But like, the film is the film. I think the editing is all right. There's no reason that this movie needed to be 2 hours. And I think that, wow, how engaging the film is, it gets a bit sluggish in the second and third acts, which tends to be a little, you know, it kind of happens like that a lot. You know, that's a lot more plotting in the second act and definitely some weird choices made in the third. But like, I think that that's mostly attributed to the screenplay. And if anything, I think that the premise promises much and delivers for the most part, except in the end, right? Like, I think that it does start out as one movie and it devolves into something else, which I'm not really mad at. I think the marketing, and this has been a really tough part about the way that the marketing can, you know, set the expectations maybe a little too high in some respects, but ultimately you come to this movie for a ballerina vampire, and that's what we get in Abigail. Sign me up for ballerina vampire and all these other things. It's got a strong ensemble and I really love their chemistry. I think that's pretty great because it feels like everyone is having a ball. And I think that the dialogue is just right to kind of be amplified by these actors. And you got a really amazing crew here. And I gotta be honest, I've not been the biggest Melissa Barrera fan. She plays Joey in this movie and she's the leader, but she's grown on me. And I think that she's really starting to come into her own. She's got good presence. And for the first time, I found her commanding. Like, she's emotionally present. And I think that she did some great things with her characterization. And you could tell that something was up her sleeve. And I think that there was a dedication to everybody's backstory. I don't really think that anyone got slighted. You know, Dan Stevens, this guy, he plays a great dirtbag, Detective Frank. He continues to be just this always welcoming, supporting performer when he's on screen. And, you know, it doesn't matter what movie he is in, he knows what movie he's in. He's a dirty bastard in the best sense of what is required inside of this film. And you love to hate him. But shout outs to the titular character, Abigail, from a really, like, to me, you know, breakout performance from Alicia Weir. She's the true star of the film, and duh, it's named after her character, right? She's amazing. Anytime that she's on screen, you want even more of her, which is always a great sign. And when she's not on screen, you really, really want even more of her. If you know, you know. Shout out to J-Lo. But like, man, yo, Kevin Durant, he plays Peter in this film, forever underrated. This brother, man, here's your flowers. Like, I'm just clapping up to you because he's great. Great timing, great performance. Like, honestly, I may have to consider giving him a Best Supporting Actor nomination at the Golden Globes. And I'm sorry, not sorry. Like, I think that we need to really start, you know, celebrating really strong comedic performances. And I think that this was really worth it. You know, I mean, of course, you got other characters that kind of fill out the rest of the ensemble. You got my man, Will Catlett, and, you know, he was there. And you got Catherine Newton, she plays Sammy, and she was there. I will say, like Melissa Barrera, I'm coming around to Catherine Newton. If y'all know, I didn't like her Lisa Frankenstein, but here she was fine. And she's kind of enjoyable because I think that's what her character's supposed to be, just fine. A little annoying, you know, she was meant to be that. So maybe there's that. She's working on me. And yo, man, Angus Cloud, he plays Dean in this movie. RIP, homie. He continues a bit more of the kind of like dazed version of his character from Euphoria. And it's a shame that, you know, his life and trajectory of his work was cut short. Trigger warning, you know, suicide is real. And there are resources available for those that may be feeling like life is too much. And I like that this film in the end ended up being a celebration of the young man and, you know, paying, you know, just kind of respects and dedication to him, you know. Man, that's tough. Giancarlo Esposito, he plays Lambert. Not enough Esposito. I would love so much more. There's some interesting things done with his character. And then Matthew Good, oh, man, I don't think that's a spoiler. I mean, if you look it up, he's inside the cast list. He plays the father in this movie. And surprisingly, Matthew Good just didn't fit. But also, I think that was maybe a screenplay issue. It's a lot of the things that kind of done with the end of the movie. But I will say, leading up to that, it's a lot of fun. So yeah, I believe in these characters. And I like how straightforward the film is. Like, unlike, you know, essentially other films that are similar in this genre, I enjoy the buildup. The marketing does give away everything. So there's really not very many surprises. So I thought that maybe we'd have room to do something different, maybe make this character do this and do that. And different doesn't happen in the film because something else entirely happens with this film. And I thought that was interesting. It didn't go a place that I thought it was going to go, but I wasn't mad at it. You know, like, I don't think that necessarily it gives anything away. I mean, but I would absolutely endorse everyone to watch the movie because I think the conflict's real. We want to see bad guys get beaten and, I guess, eaten up by a ballerina. I was about to say ballerina Barbie, a ballerina vampire. And ultimately, that's what the film is. And it does jump to be something a little bit different, but maybe there's a bigger payoff in the future that I hope can happen because I sure as shit was hoping for a cameo that would not only make all the sense in the world that I think that this world is in, but it could have added like an extra 10 milli to this because surprisingly, the box office wasn't that kind, but if you would have had a little cameo at the end of the movie of a certain Samara Weaving from a certain other universe, that is, I just think that would have been really, really cool. I'm just saying. So yeah, Abigail is absolutely a blood-soaked gore ballet that promised a lot. And I think that it promises a lot of bite, and I think it delivered. You know, despite the plotting third act and its got a surprisingly fantastic and just really fun ensemble. It's a horror comedy that makes the most of its premise, and I think it sinks its teeth into something a little different with the genre, with maybe a few surprises in another movie or two. Woo! The Call Me Toby rating for Abigail is a 7 out of 10. I liked it a lot. Had a lot of fun with it. This is directed by a team of Matt Bertinelli Open and Tyler Gillette. It is written by Stephen Shields and Guy Busick. It is starring Melissa Barrera, Dan Stevens, Alicia Weir, Will Catlin, Catherine Newton, Kevin Duran, Angus Cloud, RIP, Matthew Good, and Giancarlo Esposito. It is now playing in theaters everywhere. Well, that'll do it for this one. Can't wait to get you the next one. Until then, like, subscribe, comment, and share. Thanks for rocking it. And when they ask you where you heard it from, tell them Colby told you. Peace.